Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time for the Coach's Show.
With Falcons head coach, Arthur Smith. Brought to you by Mavis Tires and Brakes. Official tire retailer at the Atlanta Falcons. And the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. The Coach's Show is on. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Here's Dave Archer.
Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The home of your Atlanta Falcons. And it is a victory Monday here in the city of Atlanta. As the Falcons went down to Jacksonville and laid it on the Jacksonville Jaguars. 21-14, the final. But an outstanding performance by both sides of the line of scrimmage for the Atlanta Falcons, and certainly that offensive line. But we now join our head football coach. This is the Arthur Smith Coaches Show here on your home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Arthur, got to be a good taste in your mouth today as you came back home after a pretty good performance by your team.
Yeah, I was really, really happy for those guys. You know, they to be able to come back out there and compete the way they did, and get on the road and get a win. So. Yeah, put us right in the mix, and we got a big divisional game coming up here Sunday in Atlanta.
Certainly want to dive into some of the particulars of this game, but there's no question that there was a not saying that you reinvested in it. I think it's always an investment in the physicality of the game. You and I spoke post-game, but just a real dominant performance by your offensive line in the run game, and I know it's something you've been wanting to get to, and it certainly looked like you got one for 60 minutes.
Yeah, those guys have put a lot of work in, and you know that's why you keep practicing. And, you know, we got a strong belief in it. It's funny how people's mindset, you know, they become hysterical. Oh, your numbers say this or that. It's a long season. We're in year one. We put a lot of work in since the spring, and you know we felt like we were close, and so you know we tweaked a thing here or there. But I'm really happy with those guys. That a lot of their work paid off, and when you get these games late in the year, and then that's it's going to be a bigger challenge this Sunday against a different style of defense, and but that's the fun part about coaching the NFL. But really, really pleased with those guys and how they competed yesterday, and obviously the production we had up front.
There's no group that has to work in better concert than the offensive line. They certainly were that yesterday, and even with you rotating some people up front, namely your center Matt Hennessy and Drew Dahlman, both do some significant amount of play time. Any reasoning behind that you want to share, or just hey, Drew Dahlman had earned his opportunity to be in the game?
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I thought the competition brought out the best in both of them. They're both can play. And we thought they gave us the best chance to win on Sunday. And so we'll look at it again this week. And but I thought, you know, that's a tough thing. It's a little unconventional, but it's a tough thing for, you know, somebody like Matt Hennessy, you know, take it. But he took it well. And I thought he played one of his better games. And I thought Drew did an admirable job coming in and stepping in. And then obviously, as you know, Arch is a big deal with the quarterback, and Matt was great with it. So we'll just see where it goes from here. We're trying to get the best combination of five guys out there.
Absolutely, and you did a lot of that work in the preseason. I keep going back to this, and maybe the fans getting tired of hearing about it, but you played all these guys in the preseason. Drew Dahlman got a ton of snaps in the preseason, so it wasn't like he comes in green and hadn't taken any snaps for you. I would assume that was something that you were banking on as well.
Yes, and that's why, you know, we did what we did in the preseason. I mean, when you got a young team, and you know, as many young guys we had on the roster, it's the only way to develop is you got to go out there and play. And it's part of the development process. You know, some guys have had to play more than others, Kyle, Jalen, Ade. But all these guys are starting to contribute, and it's starting to pay off. I thought Richie Grant, Darren Hall, they did a nice job yesterday as well.
It's the Coach's Show. Arthur Smith with us here on Sports Radio 99, The Game, the head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons. And the Falcons return from Jacksonville, the 21-14 win, and are right in the middle of it as you go into December. Get ready to play some December football with some meaning. How much of that did you have to – I know you said that to your team, and sometimes you have to be reminded that. You got your head down so much as a player trying to take care of each day, let alone each week, that maybe they hadn't poked their head up to say, hey, wait a minute, we're in the mix here.
Sure. And that's what – you know, you got to have perspective in life and certainly in this business. and understand what's in front of you in the NFL. You're going to have your ups and downs, and they can tank you if you don't have the right mindset and you don't have the right group of guys. We do. We've got a good group of players and coaches, and you know where we're at. You know, we're thankful for the opportunity to go back out there and compete. And it was a good job getting that win yesterday, and it just makes this game even more meaningful on Sunday.
Arthur, what did you – you and I have talked about this before, and I think that people are mind-boggled as what Cordero Patterson has been able to do for this ball club since you signed him. It's obviously something you saw. There was a vision that you and Dave Ragone had for how Cordero Patterson was going to fit into the system. You could never have predicted, but you certainly had an idea. Tell me about his continued development as a feature back like he was yesterday, and then just his ability to continue to affect the game in multitude of ways for you. Certainly something you had in mind when you went and signed him.
Yeah, it was. It was a vision that you know we put together and when we talked about signing CP. Obviously, Dave Ragone had a strong conviction about him. So did Charles London. And it was a really good collaborative effort with Terry and his staff and the coaches say, hey, when we sign this guy, here's the vision. He can impact us on teams. He's done that every team he's been on. But they started – it was a role we thought we could carve out in offense and the way we wanted to play. And he brings a physical playmaking ability. And like I said, I'm very pleased with him. You know, the way he went out there yesterday, I don't think a lot of guys would have come back as early as he did. So really appreciate CP and what he's brought to this team.
Yeah, and I thought he took a – this is me talking. This is not Arthur Smith talking. But I thought he took a dirty hit along the sideline, along the Jacksonville sideline, where a guy actually tried to go after his ankles knowing that he was banged up. But he bounced right back up. I know it probably hurt him a little bit, but he bounced right back up and showed that toughness that we've grown to love with the guy. What is it about his style, Arthur, that kind of fits what you want to do in a run game?
Well, he's pretty decisive. He's a decisive runner. You know, he can make a cut. He gets north-south pretty in a hurry, and he's a hard guy to tackle. And those guys, as the year wears on, you know, they're a pain that for defenses that to handle. And so if we can block, like, you know, come off the ball like we did yesterday and create some space and, you know, CP and Mike run the ball like they did yesterday, we'll have a chance coming down the stretch.
Your team just did a tremendous job of reestablishing the line of scrimmage on Jacksonville's side of the ball. And I really thought it looked like to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, it looked like it was conducive to being able to find that cutback lane 2 or 3 yards down the field where you could slide to it as opposed to having to stop and jump cut back to it. I know that's what you're looking for in that zone game, to come off the ball and get some push, but really develop that backside ability to run the football as well, did it not?
It does, and that's what it does take all 11. It takes the quarterback and the way that, you know, they got to keep them honest on the fakes or, you know, the way we may package things to get to a certain look depending on the scheme we're playing. it's a coordinated effort. There's a lot of logistics that go into every single play offensively. That's what I love about this sport, and it was good to see yesterday. I mean, there's certain, you know, schematically what we were trying to attack, and the guys knew the plan, and ultimately those are the players want to make it work, and they did a nice job yesterday.
Arthur, on the other side of the football, your defense continues to find ways to get off the field, some of it being on third down, and other parts of it is taking the football away. You got two takeaways yesterday, and as I looked across the National Football League, this is a stat that every coach will point out. You certainly have. If you take care of the football, you're going to get a chance to win the football game. And it looked like that was kind of the story yesterday all the way across the league. Teams that turned it over lost. Teams that didn't found a way to win the football games. Your team took the football away yesterday, and that's something that's starting to become a little bit more of a habit with this defense, it looks like.
Yeah, they did a nice job. They got us the ball back, and thankfully we were able to capitalize off that, especially that fumble. And that's what you want to be. You want to play smart. You want to win the turnover battle. We won the field position battle yesterday. All the things that have always won, they continue to win your game, especially late in the year. If you're able to control the line as a scrimmage, you can win the field position battle, certainly the turnover battle. You'll have a really good chance every week to win.
Arthur Smith with us here on the Arthur Smith Coaches Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game, the home of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcon Radio Network. Arthur, you didn't have one of your mainstays on the defensive side of the football. Deion Jones doesn't miss very many games, certainly hasn't missed very many games since he was a rookie back in 2016, but he was not on the field yesterday for you. Michael Walker was on the field. You'd been working with him. I know there's been a lot of time you've been working with him. He's played some for you this year, but I know a lot of work in developing him as a young linebacker. He certainly stepped up and played what looked like, to the naked eye, a pretty good effort. 11 tackles yesterday. Looked like he affected the passing game. What was your grade? And give us an idea how Michael Walker stepped in for you.
Yeah, Mike did a really nice job. You know, he's a young, talented football player that best days are ahead of him. And he's behind, been playing behind two really good players for us in Foyer and Dion. And we've used him in different sub packages, and he's played on teams. And he's itching for his opportunity, and, you know, he's had a chance to create different roles. And yesterday, he says a lot about a guy. You know, it was late in the week with Dion, and then we took it all in Sunday, and you got to prepare as a starter. It's a little bit like the backup quarterback, and he was ready to roll. And like everybody, there's a couple plays you want to have back. But overall, I thought Mike did a really admirable job stepping up there and filling that role.
Head football coach Arthur Smith here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We come back, we'll ask our head football coach about some players that stepped up other than Michael Walker yesterday on the defensive side, a little bit more on the offensive side, and look ahead to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Back to more of the Arthur Smith Coaches Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Dave Archer.
Hey, Falcon fans, you save it. Mavis Tires and Brakes. After the Falcons game, when the Falcons score a touchdown, for each score the Falcons score a touchdown, you get $25 of instant savings on four select tires up to $100 today. Got to get in today, because guess what? The Falcons put $75 in the bank for you. Score touchdowns in three different quarters. That's $75 waiting for you at Mavis Tires and Brakes to save on some tires today. If you're not sure where Mavis Tires and Brakes is located, go to MavisTire.com to find all the details and a location near you. Mavis Tires and Brakes, the official tire retailer of the Atlanta Falcons. Back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I'm Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcon Radio Network, and we're talking with our head football coach, Arthur Smith, here on the Arthur Smith Show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Arthur, a couple other guys I wanted to ask you about, and we'll turn our sights to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have for you coming in this weekend. But Ogundeji continues to step up, it seems like, and play maybe at another level. From a development standpoint, are you pleased with where the youngster from Notre Dame's going?
Yeah, very pleased with Ade. He's a smart. I mean, he's everything. You know, talking about the ethos and the guy and the character makeup we want players. You know, Ade fits all that, and he's a hard guy to block on the edge. He's got so much strength, and he can play with leverage and length, and he's a fun guy to work with. I'm very pleased with Ade.
Another guy for you, one of your draft picks, second round pick this last year, Richie Grant, and a lot to drink when you start trying to take in a Dean Pease defense, and Richie's been working his rear end off to try to get himself on the field and be a guy you can count on, and he's played more and more for you over the last couple of weeks and was a factor yesterday, I know, with some of the blitz packages, and certainly he's always been a mainstay on special teams. Where do you feel like Richie is right now in his development?
He's coming along. It's kind of the vision we had when we took him. I mean, everybody wants so much instant success for these guys. And, you know, some guys got thrown in there earlier by necessity or, you know, where we're at with the roster. But we brought in some solid veterans that are, you know, as Richie's career hopefully takes off, he'll be very thankful that he got to play with Eric Harris and Daron Harmon. And he's carved out a role. He's played solid on special teams. His role gets, you know, should grow each week defensively, especially when he plays like he did yesterday. But the challenge for him and Darren Hall both, they've made progress. Let's do it this week, you know, against a veteran group that's coming in here.
Yeah, solid offensive unit coming in this weekend, one of the best in the league. In fact, the top passing offense in the National Football League, Tampa Bay coming in. A couple more guys I want to ask you about, Arthur, and then look at Tampa here a little bit. I talked to A.J. Terrell, and A.J. talked about those two veteran safeties. And I wanted to talk about him and wanted to throw accolades his way, but he kept referring back to Daron Harmon, Eric Harris, and what they've meant to him and what they've meant to that young secondary. Daron, of course, had the interception yesterday that knocked Jacksonville out of a scoring opportunity. Eric Harris continues to draw a number of assignments in man coverage and in the back end. And just talk about those safeties a little bit more and what they've meant to that young core on the entire defense, really.
Yeah, they've really helped. I mean, we feel that was part of the strategy and why we wanted to sign Eric and Daron. And it's really helped, you know, Jalen Hawkins, you know, his year two development. you need a solid group of guys. It's such a long season. You need a right. If you got young players in secondary, you need some good veterans that can still play and that can teach them a few, that are great teammates. And that's what Eric and Deron are. And they've been productive for us. And that strategy is starting to pay off. I think Hawks had a pretty solid season. Richie's starting to develop. Certainly AJ, you know, week after week is playing pretty solid football. And then kind of the unsung hero over there is Fabian Moreau. He's been pretty solid all year. Doesn't say stuff. I just call him. He's the ultimate quiet professional on the other side.
Anthony Rush, another big guy that you developed. You had him here. You've worked with him over a number of weeks and plugged him in. And it looks like the big body kid is provided some opportunities to get the run stopped, and certainly was the guy that made the hit that got the ball out for you this weekend. What would you think? What do you think about Anthony Rush as his contribution to the defensive front?
Yeah, very pleased. He's hard to block inside, and he adds a physical presence in there. The play, you know, he caused the fumble. They tried to double him. He was like a land shark coming down the line, and you know, he gets in there and gets a clean hit on the runner, and the ball pops out. So he's made a pretty solid impact in every game he's been up for us.
All right, let's turn our sights to the Tampa Bay Bucs. It's the team you saw early in the season, Arthur. It's a team that got out on you quick, but then you guys fought back and got back in the football game, and then that turnover bug hit, and the ball ended up in their hands a few times and made the score what it was, but certainly was a football game late in the third quarter, I think a three-point game or four-point game going into that fourth quarter of action. When you look at Tampa, how much have they changed based on the little bit of tape? And I know we're still in the early stages for you. The little bit of tape you've had a chance to glean from what they look like. They've had some rough patches themselves, a couple of two-game loss themselves for the Tampa Bay Bucs. What do they look like?
Yeah, it's still got a solid football team. Like everybody that goes through this journey of a season, they've dealt with some injuries. Certainly it's gotten them on the back end. But they've got some – like I said, I mean, everybody saw they won the Super Bowl. They've got the experience. They've got the guys with veteran presence, and we know it's going to be a challenge. And you know, like all good teams, and I'm sure Bruce Arians will have them ready to roll. And Tom Brady knows it better than anybody that the good teams improve as the season goes on. And so they had a big win yesterday. For us, this is a huge opportunity with the divisional opponent coming into Atlanta.
Well, they still lead the National Football League in run defense. That's a formidable front to stop the run game. Yesterday, they held Jonathan Taylor to 83 yards rushing. He did score a touchdown, but that was a game that Tampa had to win late, and in fact, won in the final minutes of the game. Tom Brady got him in the end zone to win the game 38-31 over the Indianapolis Colts. Coach, when you get that kind of momentum, certainly in the offensive side of the football, in the run game, how much can that carry, especially when you got a younger, you got a young offensive line? How much does that kind of invigorate them and carry them forward? I know you got to maintain it. It's not like it's just going to roll your helmet out there and it's gonna be there for you. But how much do you find that exponentially raises their confidence level in getting it done the next weekend?
It certainly helps. And you just said it. I mean, it's a good run defense. And then, you know, more times than not, teams that essentially just conceded and just tried to pick the ball up, you know, whether they want to attack the outside because they think they have an advantage, just maybe because of, you know, secondary matchups, or, you know, saying, hey, we're not going to beat our head on the wall here trying to run it. But, you know, everybody's taking a different strategy and understand that the game plan this week could be different. You know, we won't put it in until Wednesday, but you would hope that confidence carries over.
You had a great deal of success on first down in this game against Jacksonville. I know that was probably part of the idea, is to get yourself in good, manageable third down situations. I mentioned during the broadcast, it certainly makes it you know, a little bit more conducive for you to call plays when you got your full playbook to go to on third down, as opposed to being limited to what you can call. I would assume first down success is always paramount in every game, but against this crowd, the way they like to rush the passer and try to take the football away, I would assume it would be even maybe heightened this week that you want to do well on first down to stay in good, manageable situations.
Absolutely. If you can win first down, obviously, if you can have a pretty significant drive and not get to too many third downs, it means you're winning early downs, and that's what we always try to do. Again, easier said than done. But against any good defense, or any defense in the NFL, if you're in second and long all day, it's probably going to end up being in third and long. It's going to be a long day at the office. And Yesterday we did a pretty good job of that. Still want to clean up. We had two pre-snap penalties that we got to eliminate. We were able to overcome, but we just continue to work on those.
Indianapolis turned the ball over five times against Tampa yesterday. Five turnovers cost the Colts against the Tampa Bay Bucks in their own building. Coach, when you look at having success against this defense, against their offense and the veteran group that you talked about, that wide receiver core, I would assume limiting their possessions would be one of those things you'd like to do, and you can get that done on the offensive side. But what do you do with the multitude of weapons to try to keep them in front of you and keep them out of the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, they present unique challenges. I mean, obviously with Tom back there and the weapons they have and on the perimeter, they can spread the ball around. If you can play in all three phases and not just hand them things, obviously the turnover margin that we talked about earlier in the show, it's not going to change. But against a really good team and a good offense, you can't hand them too many extra opportunities with advantageous field position. So we got to play a clean game as a team. We can help each other in all three phases. Can we win the field position battle again like we did yesterday? If they got to go, make them earn it the hard way, not just hand them things with penalties, mistakes, turnovers. That's how you beat a really good football team.
Coach, last thing for you. We have a number of causes, the National Football League, that we take on. And fortunately, the league has loosened its grip a little bit on the uniform, certainly for this weekend. Sunday is my cause, my cleats game. So each player has the ability to step on a platform and represent whatever cause they certainly deem is important, and they all are. We're going to talk to Chris Lindstrom coming up after we get done with you, and I know he's very much involved with that, with a program that he's involved with. But how pleased are you with the league that you do some of these kind of things, that it's not this stiff, starched-collared scenario where we this is the only way we do it? They've loosened it up to where there is some of this where you can really express yourself and show some of the things that really need some light shed on it.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, we always encourage our players, to speak, be passionate about other things in life and to do good in the community. And we got a lot of guys. And I think just as a brand of football, I think the one thing the NFL's done is you see how many quality people are involved in this. And I think that's it allows these guys to shine light, what you just said. And I think it's awesome because, it doesn't have to be, 53 guys have to, all be the same thing. They're all trying to do good in their own way. And I think it's really cool that they can individualize it and show what they support, because it all matters.
Yeah, well said. Arthur Smith, head football coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Arthur, thank you for taking the time, as you always do on a Monday, to break things down for us, and look forward to the next weekend. Good luck this weekend, and congratulations on the W Sunday.
It's time for the Player of the Game on the Arthur Smith Coaches Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and now it's time for the player portion of the Arthur Smith Coaches Show. And why not? We got Chris Lindstrom, the outstanding offensive guard for the Falcons, after dropping 150 against Jacksonville in the run game. Chris, appreciate you taking the time. How's the body feel today?
It feels pretty good, and then it always feels better on a victory Monday, but couldn't be better.
Yeah, no question. Chris Lindstrom, Dave Archer here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here, the home of the Atlanta Falcons. So tell me about the idea of kind of reinvesting in the physical part of the game. You guys flat got after Jacksonville up front. Tell me about just the mindset going in the game. You wanted to be physical.
Yeah, I mean, we just wanted to run the ball and, be the best we can as a unit. And I think we really refocused after, the long weekend after the Patriots game. And, we set our mind that we were going to communicate, be physical. And I think we went out there and did that. But, again, there's, as good as it was, there's always room still for improvement. And so we're just going to try and continue to squeeze that out as we head into Tampa this week.
As you watch the tape, Chris, over the season so far, you guys have had moments where you've really looked pretty good. And then there's moments, I'm sure, that you didn't really want to put on the tape. But so walk me through how you guys have kind of handled that, compartmentalized that, and looked at it and evaluated it, and then how you put this week together.
I think there's a standard of which, Coach sets, and, Coach Ledford as well, sets of what we want from our group. And then every single day, We really do have a great mindset as a group to come out there and improve, and every single day getting better. But like you said, you watch the tape, you evaluate the things that you need to improve on, you know, personally, individually, as a group, and then how can we help each other by communication, and then you go out there and, you know, you try and be over the top in the details throughout practice, and then hopefully it comes together on Sunday.
I don't think there's another group that has to work in concert certainly more than you guys do up front. Certainly there's some individual battles that you'll have each and every weekend, but more often than not, it's a combination of you and Hennessy and or you and McGarry or whoever it might be to combo to get guys blocked. How do you, from a frustration level, I know how bad you want to mash people in the run game and protect your passer. Has it been frustrating for you at times this year, and how have you combated that?
I think the way you combat it is just staying in the moment. And so, you know, every play, every rep, every snap, every day, you know, you kind of just attack, you know, be in that moment and try and be the best you can be in that moment. And, you know, when you mess something up on the field, or, you know, we don't have a combination block that doesn't go right, or something happens on the field. I think being able to address it and communicate that with each other, and then going about fixing it for the next play. And you can't ride the emotions, especially when you're playing. You know, you can't ride the highs of you get a knockdown, and you can't, you know, if you get beat, you know, you got to protect them at the next play. So it's just, you know, staying in the moment in terms of that, and then constantly trying to improving, and knowing, you know, knowing what our standard is of what's good and what's not, and how do you go about fixing it. And so I'm lucky to be a part of a group, though, that with stuff isn't going right, it's not, you know, our group's never shutting down. We're coming into work the next day and trying to be the best that we can be, and no, sometimes it's not good enough and we need to be better, but we have a mindset that we're going out there to attack every single day in practice, and then so we can go out there and attack the defense on Sunday.
Falcons offensive guard Chris Lindstrom with us here on our player portion of the Arthur Smith Coaches Show here. And why not? I mean, this offensive line flat got after Jacksonville yesterday, 149 yards on the ground with three guys running it. And that's where I wanted to kind of go with you, Chris. It's a young group. I guess you get some – I know all of you guys have kind of some built-in leadership in you, but Jake's kind of the gray beard, and Jake really hadn't been around that, what, 6, 7, 8 years now for Jake. So it's a young group. How interesting has that been, or how tough has that been, where you got a bunch of young guys kind of all looking around at one another trying to find their way?
I think it's a great group to be a part of, and Jake's a phenomenal leader. He's a phenomenal player, and, you know, he's the captain of our team for a reason. He's the ultimate professional, and I think that goes under the radar sometimes of truly the value of Jake. You know, he's got 8 years experience. You know, he gets mad when he's the oldest guy in the room, because he still feels young and still is young. But that's something we joke about with him. But he comes in every single day, does his job to the best that he can be, and sets the standard, really, of what we need to be as a group. He's, you know, technically he's about as good as they are. His mentality towards everything. And he's pretty personable with that, sharing it with everybody. And so I always try and be around Jake and soak everything in, and just try and push the room to be the best we can be. And I think Jake's a great leader for that.
Chris, kind of an interesting scenario this weekend. You don't normally see it, but the center position, you guys alternated the center position. Of course, Matt Hennessy, who's been the starter all year long, played a good bit of the game. Drew Dahlman got some snaps this game as well. As a guard, and having a guy that might be the guy that's calling out some of the play, how interesting was that for you? Was it difficult to kind of adjust the two different guys playing the center position?
It wasn't, and I think that's just the testament of the coaching staff. We've built up so many reps with each other throughout the season, through OTAs, training camp, and as the season's gone by, with both Matt and Drew. And I think, and again, both Matt and Drew are ultimate professionals. Those guys are two of the smartest guys I've ever been around, two of the toughest guys I've ever been around. And so being able to play with them, it's easy when you're around guys like that who are always getting you on the right page, know what they're doing, and you know they're giving 100% effort every play. So it's easy. And like I said, we built those reps up with each other by this point in the season that we have a really good feel for each other.
Falcons outstanding offensive guard Chris Lindstrom with us on big here on the Arthur Smith Coaches Show. Player portion over there, Arthur Smith Coaches Show. Chris, tell me about the backs. I know you value all the backs. All the backs have run hard for you guys, but they do have distinctive styles. Cordarrelle Patterson, Mike Davis, obviously Wayne Gallman, and even Quadri Allison when he gets in the game. Can you tell there's a difference when you got a guy behind you, or do you don't worry about that? You just go hit the guy in front of you?
You don't worry about it. The biggest thing is, as an offensive lineman, like I'm thinking pre-snap. I just want to get my job done and, you know, work with whoever I'm in combination with to make sure we have our job done so those guys can go out there and make plays. And I don't think there's anything more satisfying as an O-lineman than watching any of those backs or Matt, you know, make big plays or, you know, be explosive. When you let those guys show their talent and, you know, you had guys yesterday running over second-level defenders, I mean, that really gets you excited as an O-lineman, you know, seeing those guys have the opportunity to make those plays. And then you're just appreciative for everything those guys do.
This is a defensive front coming up this weekend. I know you got a tremendous amount of respect for. They've played at a high level. They've been one of the toughest teams to run the football against over the last couple seasons in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tell me about this matchup this weekend. And I know you're probably frothed at the mouth for another opportunity to get after those guys here in your own building.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to, you know, be home this week, and it's a great challenge. They're a great front, they're a great defense, and a really good team. You know, Super Bowl champions last year, but this year they're a good front, great defense, and it's gonna be a challenge. But we're really excited for it and ready to attack this week.
You're moving into December, meaningful games in December. As you look up, you're in the mix. This is an NFC that no one's run off and taken advantage of, even in your own division. Tampa Bay hadn't really run off and left anybody. So how much excitement does that kind of lend itself to for you going into December, knowing you're playing meaningful games?
It's an awesome feeling. And, you know, Matt and Coach have said you always want to get into December playing meaningful football, and now that we're here, you just take it week by week. And so we're just trying to be the best we can this week to give us our opportunity to win on Sunday. But it's a really cool position now that, you know, we're in the back half of the season really trying to make a push.
Chris, last thing for you. Sunday is a very special day. The National Football League has kind of relented on their uniform deals, where they let players express themselves a little bit. You're going to do that with a cause, my cause, my cleats game this weekend. You've got something that's very important to you and best buddies. Tell us a little bit about it and what's going to be on your shoes this weekend.
Yeah, I'm just grateful that the NFL provides this opportunity for the platform to promote all the different wonderful organizations that guys across the league are involved in. I got involved with Best Buddies in 2019, and I absolutely love the organization. And what it does is it provides one-on-one peer relationships with people with intellectual disabilities. And, you know, it's an opportunity for friendship. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people in the world, myself, you know, I get so much value from the relationship with my buddy, and there's so much good that's being done. Right now in Georgia, we're trying to get a state office here and to continue to grow the programs here in Georgia to help everyone with intellectual disabilities. And, you know, different parts around the country, there's housing and jobs programs, but right now here in Georgia, there's just, you know, these friendship opportunities. And I know there's a lot of the programs are at certain schools. And it's just something that I want to continue to promote, and the more involvement that we can get in it is amazing.
Now, Chris Lindstrom with us here. Chris is an outstanding football player, a better person, a guy that really lends himself to the public and has been out since he's been an Atlanta Falcon, even before when he was a Boston College Eagle. He was out in the public helping out and giving back. So, Chris, appreciate you taking the time, buddy. We appreciate you this weekend. Go get him. Have a big day.
Yeah, thank you so much. Will do.
There he is. Chris Lindstrom here on a player portion of the Arthur Smith Coaches Show. We appreciate Chris for joining us. Stay tuned. More Dukes and Bell to follow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.